By the way, I was told by a P1 listener who called in a moment ago, irate about the question involving Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
What?
Yeah,
irate?
Irate about this. The question was, Don't Stop Believin' returned to prominence in 2003 because it was used in the movie Monster with Charlize Theron. And that's Biggie then, so that's the last time anybody's been uglied up that much for a movie.
Yeah, they won an award, yeah.
Maybe what about Ugly Betty? It was a TV actor character.
Yeah,
I mean, that was in her name.
I don't know if she was ugly, though, right?
No, I think they put braces on her and gave her a bad haircut, okay. Bad glasses.
Yeah, they did. So anyway, the question was, what were they doing, the two characters, when the song was playing? Was it bowling, or was it another one, or roller derby? And the answer was roller derby. Our listener, who was absolutely beside herself, said it was not roller derby. It was simply roller skating at a roller rink.
Oh, they were at a rink.
Yeah, it's bad because I did read roller derby. I thought about just saying roller skating, but I thought it might be the opposite. Somebody would say, wait a minute, it wasn't just roller skating. It was roller derby.
Mm.
So we're going to give
it. And none of us has seen the movie.
No, I hadn't seen it. I should have looked it up. I should have just gone the extra mile and looked it up. Biggie found the scene where the two women. It's Charlize Theron and who else?
Christina Ricci.
Also uglied up?
Big time. I mean, two gorgeous women that have been uglified for this movie. Big time.
I'm uncomfortable saying it. I'm puckering.
Yeah.
I don't like I'm puckering about this. But they're just simply doing a little couple skate out there. There's the couples.
Oh, man, I love this song.
Oh, I love it, too. What a Rex and couple.
Say that.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
No,
come on. Come with me.
No, but Trevor.
So who cares about him? Come on. You ready?
That's awesome.
I got you.
What year is the movie set? Early 80s?
Okay, Navigator.
Yeah, I believe she, yeah. Didn't she kill in the 80s?
Yeah.
Because it's a story of, what's her, Eileen Wuornos? Yeah.
True story.
You okay?
Yeah.
I can see, so that made it
popular. I guess none of us have seen the film. I wonder if Christina Ricci is one of the victims or Trevor.
Oh, we don't know. Trevor didn't want them together.
From what I could tell, because they were out there drinking.
Trevor getting the evil eye.
That's right.
Well,
what is two girls doing
that's where
a couple
I think
skate?
It lanes
that's the problem.
Because they're out there during couple skate.
Yep.
And, you know, Christina Ricci's like, what about Trevor watching us out here? And she's like, nah, he's fine. So I don't know. Trevor might meet an end.
I can't even I can't even think of couple skate without that my flashback to when I was caught a couples during a couple skate when I was like 14, 13.
You weren't with another dude, you were solo.
I was solo out
but
there.
You were stuck.
It's the only time I've ever been roller skating, and my parents were playing Rook over at their friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they had teenage girls who were like 17 and 15, and I was like 13. And those girls were going roller skating, and my mother said, take him with you. And they
take the virgin with you.
Take the virgin with you.
Gross.
They took me with them. And I said, I've never been roller skating before. They fit me up, you know, and all of that.
Just here, just go.
Right. So we got there, and I rented my roller skates and everything. And I got out there and was holding onto that bar for dear life. And that's all I could do.
At the outer ring.
Oh, yes. And I was going, you know, tiny baby step by baby. It didn't even really roll, just stepped in the shoes, in the skates. And then I got as far away from the exit as I possibly could. And they said,
time for a couple skates.
Exactly.
Let's get all you couples out here on the rink.
No singles on the rink.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
Can somebody help that lonely boy in the corner?
We're looking for the two teenagers who dropped off the lonely boy.
It's terrible.
He's been abandoned at the far corner.
I'd crawl back. I was so upset. And I called Mama.
He's ruining my erection.
That's right. I called Mama. I said, come get me. She goes, you just got there. You just got there.
We're just getting into the Rook.
That's right. And Mama had the Rook, but she said, I'm not. But I said, you have to come get me. There was nothing else I could do. I had on purple sweatpants. But my sister went to East Carolina, and I had I'll never forget. I had East Carolina purple sweatpants on, and they were like, get the boy in the purple out of the room.
You with the purple sweatbands, get off the floor.
I mean, they kept saying it over
and over. I'm trying.
It was so terrible. I mean, what an awful. And just a,
help
I mean,
me.
Biggie, no judgment here. Did you ever go to the roller rink when you were a teen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a big thing. I mean, that was lots of field trips. And
did you skate?
I could skate. I could never skate backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always, you know, you had the people that could do the cross leg when they do the turns.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I had to, I was fine on a straightaway, but when we came to the turn, it was iffy. But I'd get out there, yeah. I enjoyed going to the skating rink.
The freedom of movement.
Gone.
Gone now.
All gone.
You
all
put
gone.
Me on skates now, look out.
Nobody's going to put you on skates. Well, that's a no.
That'd be the cruelest
that's
prank
a
ever.
Crime. That's
I mean,
a
don't
crime.
Get me wrong. I'll be on wheels again one day.
Of course, but not that
degree,
way.
That's second degree murder.
Me, me.
You can't put this man on roller skates. Arrest him now. Whoever's putting him on roller skates, arrest him now. When I was out there.
The next wheels I'll be on will be me, me.
Of course,
Walmart.
That. Yeah. Absolutely. When I was out there crawling to the exit, a guy went past me and did that. He turned around and did that thing where he took his knees and like.
Oh, yeah.
And he was skating backwards. And I just looked up at him with so much envy. And all the girls were, they were like, oh, yeah. And they just loved him, you know.
He's flying, man.
You know, and as when Mama picked me up 15 minutes later and I got in the car and she was yelling at me. She's like, you need to get out there and give it a shot. I was like, well, I tried. And then I told her to couple skate and all this. Mm-hmm. That guy who was backwards skating was out smoking a cigarette with his girlfriend out in the parking lot. I saw him. I was like, that guy can really skate.
Oh, the only thing is he's still there.
Yeah, right.
He's still doing that and outside smoking.
He may be. Then they built one. That was over at Jones Skating Rink. And then they built one called the Rollabout, which is now a church. It's one of those giant churches now. But when they built that one, they didn't even put in a bar. I want, you know, I think I told you this. They didn't
like
want
a railing.
Yeah, they didn't want to foster that in. Because my parents had told me, just hold on to the bar. But once I got out there, you know, the couple skate started. But they didn't even have a bar because they didn't want to put that in, like, to give you any help. You had to learn how to skate and really know it when the new one was built. I say new one, that was 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now it's a big enormous.
I mean, towns still have them. I think skating rinks still do pretty well.
They do, and I think it'll never really go away, kind of like vinyl records.
Yeah.
My wife follows there's two brothers on Instagram. I can't remember their name, but they are heavyset black dudes. They might be identical twins, and they can skate. All they do is post videos of themselves skating. Someone is on the rink in front of them, clearly skating backwards, shooting these incredible videos of these guys dancing. They're unbelievable.
Which has more popularity currently, roller skating rinks or bowling alleys? Because they were huge in the 70s, 80s.
Yeah. You
know? Probably still bowling.
Yeah, I think
I
so
mean,
too.
Bowling, you still have league night, still a big thing.
And kids like it.
Yeah.
And anyone could go do it. I mean, go bowl now. Yeah. Doesn't matter. If I went and skate now, forget it.
Yeah, you need a little more skill to skate.
Yeah, well, no doubt.
You should have done the thing which I saw a lot of, you know, guys who couldn't skate. They'd at least get out there on the edge and kind of lean on the wall and hang over it, kind of like, hey, I'm
out. Oh, outside.
Like, oh, yeah, outside the rink.
Like, they'd be in the rink, but kind of lean on the wall, like, talking, like, hey, yeah, like they were going to skate, but they really couldn't get out there.
I see.
You just kind of look cool because you're at least in the rink, but you just look like you're talking to your buddies the whole time.
Yeah. And that was the night everybody's like, don't you have a girlfriend? I was like, yeah, but
she's in Canada.
Sorry, I'm better at ice skating.
Tried that too. Similar results. Very similar results. That was terrible. They used to have an ice skating rink over to Mall. The whole bottom floor was an ice skating rink. Just as bad a result. My father, that was when my father said, let's get out of here. Let's go. We ate at Piccadilly. That was it.